the number one down under for socks and has been for 20 years.
Hey, Fev, we have our wonderful new boss who we love very much, Amanda. She is very committed to our show, to our radio station, The Fox. It's firing. She's very supportive. And yet she has time to do things in her downtime, which surprised us.
Wow.
She at the moment is doing a philosophy course.
A lot of our bosses are doing courses.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I wonder if maybe we should be doing courses.
I've been thinking that. We need a backup plan.
Are our bosses doing courses to get away from us?
I think like, that might be part of it.
As a job option in case
maybe
this ship goes down or something. Gosh, a lot of pressure for us. I don't want to poor Amanda to end up, you know, in a philosophy department at the university.
Doesn't sound fun.
I struggled. I won't lie. I did first year uni at Melbourne Uni before I left there after 9 months. I did try philosophy.
So she's doing a philosophy course, is she?
Yeah, she's doing. Yeah, did I not say
I don't think you did.
I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
She's doing a philosophy course at night. Now, I was intrigued by this, Fev, because I often think to myself, I'm sitting next to one of Melbourne's great philosophers in Brendan Favola.
Yeah.
You have great philosophies. Mm. And you often say things and I go, genius.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
No
really
course needed right here.
Well, I asked Amanda what were some of the questions that were posed in her philosophy course the other night. And she's given
them
to me.
Sounds like a good chat.
Would you like some philosophy music when
Could
you...
I please?
Sure.
Because I'd like to pose them to one Brendan Favola.
Okay.
And I'd love to see... Because the idea of the whole philosophy is all about pondering a philosophical...
I often ponder.
You do. A philosophical notion. So I'd like to see how you would ponder some of these philosophies.
Do you want to know what I'm pondering right now?
Yes. A toasty?
No, you don't.
Oh. here we go. Fev, I'll pose this philosophy to you. What is wisdom?
Wisdom.
And what makes someone wise?
Someone wise would be someone that thinks outside the box. That's what I would think. Because everyone's straight down the line. When you think outside the box, people go, ooh.
So what is wisdom, though?
Wisdom is something... when you state something about a certain thing and it's different to everyone else, and you go, ooh, geez, that was wise.
An opinion.
An opinion, but an opinion-based answer.
I'll pay that.
That's great.
I thought you might throw Dumbledore in at some stage, but you know, like make a reference to a wizard, but you didn't.
No.
I love what you've done there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Fev, the next question. Who am I?
Fiona.
Okay, that's
very
literal.
Let's go deeper. Who am I?
Who am I? You are a little dumpling. You are a person that is wise, smart, very, very, very intelligent.
Well, this worked out well.
You dumb yourself down for me and Byron.
Oh,
you do. You play it really well. That's wise. You're very wise.
I mean, I'll go back.
You're a great mother.
Oh, I'll keep going.
You're the number one radio host in Australia, easily.
Oh.
Female, easily.
Sake. Kyle and Jack.
Nah, you got them covered.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Alan Jones, you got him covered.
Alan who?
Ray Hadley.
Neil Mitchell.
No, mate.
Ross Stevenson. I mean,
I said female.
Good.
Are they female?
Sorry, Ross is
no, they're
good.
Not.
Okay.
Very, you're an amazing woman. There you go. That's who you are.
I'll go back to what I said at the start. I'm sitting next to one of the wisest men in this country.
Give me another one.
No, we're playing a song.
I want another one.
11 past 7, it's The Fox.
Give me another one.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Less rain today, according to the Bureau. Although the Bureau, they haven't exactly been in great form, have they, the Bureau? I mean, they said yesterday it'd be showers. It ended up being beautiful.
So
it's hard to... There were some nice moments yesterday.
Actually,
hit and miss.
I wonder how often do they get whips? Like, you know, their bosses sit them down and go, let's just do a work review. How
I think
are you
it's
going?
Time for a chat now.
Here's a philosophy chat. Can't help Mother Nature, Boxy.
Wow, that was deep.
You never know what it's going to throw
you're
up.
Still in philosophy, bro.
Anyway, it's 14 past 7. The Bureau are claiming cloudy today and a high of 14.
I ain't fair going to get you out of philosophy mode by saying this. I figured out a way we can make more money. Okay, here we
go. Show me the money, baby.
And anyone listening who likes money, who doesn't, will be interested in this because there's a student that is paying off her university debt. Wait for it.
What's she doing?
Well, she's selling videos.
Oh, hang on. Viv, come on. It's a family show.
No, wait for it. Okay, they are fetish videos.
Oh,
but wow. Come with me. Wait for me.
Is it red
videos tube? Of her sneezing?
Oh.
So there is apparently a demand for sneezing fetish videos.
Ooh.
Okay, this is this whole world. Remember, I talked about this, I think, maybe last year. It's called, Leon, what is it? AMSR? What is this thing?
ASMR.
ASMR. What does that mean again?
It's not Leon's show. He's not the host.
Never put me on the spot.
It's noises and sounds and feelings that make you feel very good.
So what's happening on YouTube and online, and this was a big revelation last year, is that there's people are watching hours of videos.
It's like when people pop
noises.
Pimples.
Yes, it's like
and the sound of it.
Yes,
and the kids are obsessed at the moment with slime when they make the noises in the slime.
Squishy.
So they put their hands in and it goes. And they love it. Like, AMSR. Lulu's fascinated with it.
Well, this is apparently sneezing is becoming a thing. So there are people that have a real fetish for listening to the sound of a sneeze. Now, I've got one of these students.
Are you okay? Sorry.
That's a cough.
We could sell a cough video.
Yeah.
Of you.
Her name is Abby, and she's selling these sneezing clips. She can get about $180 for a clip of these, of her sneeze. Can we listen to her sneeze? I may have a sneezing fetish and not know it. Could I hear Abby's sneeze, please?
See how this goes for you.
Oh, that felt good.
Really?
No, it did. I get it.
She didn't let it out, though.
I get it. I mean, maybe I get it because can you hear my congestion at the moment? The idea of a sneeze is really turning me on.
Oh,
what? Oh, geez.
No, like the idea of I could get this out of my face.
You said that out loud. You know that.
I'm so congested.
Why don't you try
to
blow your nose? Blow your
nose
now. Go.
I can't. It's too blocked.
Just one. Put your like an old. You know, in the footy field when you go.
That's disgusting.
Feb.
That is disgusting.
Although we could roll a video of it, we could make money.
Yeah.
Someone would want to see that.
How do you make me sneeze?
That's what Byron gets a day.
Whoa.
180.
Pepper.
Hey.
We could do pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
Go and get some pepper then. I'll try and sneeze.
Can we grab some pepper, please? Thank you.
I need to get this sneeze out.
You know when you look at the sun for a certain amount of time, you sneeze?
What?
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Right. Wow.
Where's the sun?
Well, the sun's not up yet, but if you look at the sun, you'll sneeze.
So Thief should go outside and look at the sun and she'll sneeze.
I don't believe you.
What the hell are you talking about?
Leon.
Okay.
Leon.
Gee, we've been leaning on Leon in this break.
Yeah, it's very heavy on me. I think it is actually a thing.
Thank you.
Certain glances at the sun for an extended period of time, without staring directly at it.
Yeah. Okay. What about this?
Called
photic sneeze reflex.
What we'll do, if Thief gets up from that couch, which is a big if because she's very comfortable, she could go, we'll give her some pepper, make her look at the sun outside, if the sun's out, I can't see from here.
I'm not getting off the couch.
Oh, okay, don't worry about it.
You don't need pepper.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
All right, here we go, guys. A Welsh student has come up with a novel way to pay her uni fees. She is selling sneeze fetish videos. This is her sneeze fetish video.
It's quite a polite sneeze.
It's a cute sneeze. Yeah. And I just said before, because I've been congested for nearly 2 weeks, and as you can hear, I've got a lot going on in my sinuses.
Mm.
That is doing something for me. Like the idea of sneezing right now, I would love that.
Okay, good.
So, Fev, you just suggested I look at the sun. The sun's not out.
Yeah. But they reckon you can look at a light, but I'm not sure about a light because the sun's got a bit of a different effect.
Well, what if I do this? What if I look at that light up there and I've got some pepper here and I smell the pepper and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
It smells like pepper.
No, you got to do this.
What do you do?
Fev's now helping Fief.
Well, Leon suggested I wiggle this thing up my nose.
We want a live sneeze if we can. We could even sell this.
It's actually quite hard to make yourself sneeze.
It's cracked pepper now. He's just
throwing pepper at
me. He's now throwing pepper all over her face.
What are you doing?
That's nothing to do with sneeze. Oh, hang on. How are you going?
Nope, no sneeze.
You're peppering her like she's a lasagna. Anyway, that hasn't worked.
That's average chef.
Remember when you put pepper on Fief? Oh, are you trying?
Yeah. Hang on, I'm just sticking this thing up my nose.
How are you going? Yeah? No?
No.
Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fifi's single mum's baby shower is in 2 more weeks.
Yes.
Friday morning, we are celebrating all the single mums in Melbourne at Melbourne Arena. Conrad Sewell will be performing. We've been inundated with so much support from local Melbourne businesses. And another big thank you. I've got some more thank yous. The amazing people at Baby Love. They'll be providing every single mum on the day with a carton of nappies and wipes. Carton.
That's good.
How lovely is that? That's so beautiful.
Very handy, the old nappy and wipes. Do you know how good wipes are?
Just for adults.
Like, just for anything.
I live for wipes.
Yeah, wipes are the best.
Sam from TSID Clothing is giving a $200 voucher to one lucky mum on the day.
Thank you, Sam.
And how wonderful is this? The incredible people at Runway Room.
Yeah, schnookty.
Runway Room won Alex Favola very generously providing an amazing pamper bar so you can all the mums can get their makeup done.
That's so nice.
I mean, there'd be so many single mums now just to sit down and get your makeup done and get pampered. Alex Favola,
and I heard that Runway Room Cosmetics is like the best makeup in
the world.
I've heard that too.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Head to runwayroom.com.
But look, this all started... three or four weeks ago when Fev, you said, should we do a baby shower for you? And it's been an incredible journey so far. Yesterday, Fev offered to put on a baby shower for me.
Yes.
And he was hot on it yesterday, coming up with some great ideas, working hard on it. And I had a long think about it last night. Lately, I've been thinking. I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate. And I'm in a situation at the moment where I'm not necessarily doing this on my own. I've got a great team around me. But this isn't just about single mums who are pregnant now. This is about single mums who are just doing it tough generally. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, Fev... I would like to share this. If only for
a minute. No matter what she's gone through, she always is there for anybody.
A friend of mine and I started seeing each other and I fell pregnant. He didn't really want a baby at the time. For a long time, we just thought Olivia was drowning.
Jessie, your mum sounds pretty amazing.
She's brought myself, my sister and my brother up by herself. She's done the best job.
Oh, geez, you're going to make me cry.
I feel like if anyone deserves a break, it's probably my sister. I want to raise your
spirit. Being pregnant by yourself would be so tough. It's going to the scans by yourself. It's having the nights when you're waking up and you're getting reflux and all that, and you've got no one to turn to.
I think single mums, often you have to be tough because you've got to be tough for your kids. But, you should be celebrated, and we want to do that. No, you mean the world to me.
We've had businesses in Melbourne getting behind us.
So, yeah, we're giving away over $10,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Silver cross. Thank you, Nick.
Kelly from Playgrow. This is over $40,000 worth of donations.
Oh, my God. We cannot believe we've secured this venue. It is unbelievable.
They're going to Melbourne Arena for our baby shower.
We had a very special guest.
Look, it's not Jerry Seinfeld, but it is huge.
Hey, Melbourne, it's Conrad Sewell.
This man has offered to perform. Yeah. If you're doing this on your own and you're feeling alone and you feel like you don't have that love and support, join me.
We're inviting all the single mums to a big baby shower. It's going to be the biggest baby shower in the world.
For one day, we want to pamper you, spoil you.
Yeah.
And this should be the happiest time in your life, and we're going to make sure you feel like it's the happiest time in your life.
We'll be broadcasting live on Friday from Melbourne Arena for Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower. Another shout out as well, Silver Cross donated over $10,000 worth of their brand new Wave V3 pram. Silvercross.com.au. Fifi, that is the Maserati of prams. That is a legit pram, so check that out.
And also Playgrow, Byron, over $40,000 worth. I've seen their packaging. It's been shipped off. It is
the
unbelievable.
Playgrow goodie bags, I mean, they're cases full of amazing products. For every single mum. I mean, Playgrow, you have been outstanding.
We're overwhelmed.
I'll be able to take a couple of packages home.
No, because you've got enough Playgrow stuff.
No, I'm talking about like all the pampering stuff.
Okay.
Because
you're not a single mum.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Mm. Anyway, we'll be broadcasting live on Friday from Melbourne Arena. 101.9
The Fox. Now, Fev, our very good friend Byron had a big day yesterday.
I know it.
He's in an interesting period of his life. Do you mind if we talk about
your life? Yeah, I'm right here, guys. So, yeah.
He's been single for over a year now. And he's cutting a swathe through the single scene as well.
Can you just put your mic on?
Yeah, this is Pev and I are having a chat.
Oh, okay, I'll pop out.
You can join in when we're ready.
Well, I'll tell you to put it up when you're ready to go.
And as friends of his, we're really trying to help him and assist him.
Sort of an
him.
Intervention a little bit, is it?
Well, it is a bit. I've been giving him lots of sage advice. One of the tips I've given him recently is, I want you to find your Amal Clooney. He's tending. He's a big fan of an Insta model.
Loves a protein shake.
Can we find you a really smart woman that doesn't base her self-worth on a bikini shot on Instagram? Like that's what I'd like.
Jeez. That's okay.
Am I being too honest?
I'll keep my mic down.
She's looking out for you.
I just feel like a clothed hot chick would be good sometimes.
Producers are nodding. Can everyone leave me alone?
Keep their clothes
I'm looking
on
through
by.
The window and there's like five heads nodding. Leon, get out of it. Stay out of it.
He's not a Formula One car, but he's like a Formula Three car. You know when they just keep going in for pits and they keep getting changed? That's him.
What? But there are women who wear clothes that are really worth it. Like they're smart.
A lot of pit stops.
They all wear clothes.
Well, not on Instagram, they don't.
Okay.
He tried to tell me recently, I met a girl and she works in an office.
Yeah.
She's an administrational clerical.
And then we Insta stalked her.
Yeah, and she was a lingerie model.
Oh, come on. that's just a part-time
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, yesterday you had
a part-time thing.
I'm bringing this up, Byron, because yesterday, and I'm going to pose this question to anyone from Melbourne listening who may have found themselves in a similar position to Byron and been single. How many dates have you had in one day? Because yesterday, Byron, I sent you a few messages across the day. You're usually quite good at getting back to me. You took hours and hours.
Yeah, I had to, you know.
And I found out.
Busy.
You were busy.
So don't be like that.
How many dates did you have yesterday?
Two. And you could argue they're not even dates. I hung out with one girl at lunch and then.
So the first girl you hung out with,
a friend at dinner.
You went shopping for your second date with her for food. Yeah?
Well, I did. We did choose what dinner the second date would have.
Did she know that?
I don't think the first one thought she was on a date. I hoped that she did think she was on a date. I think she thought she was just at lunch.
I get it. So sometimes you're thinking you're on a date, but and these girls are hanging out.
Yeah,
with
I don't
a
think
friend.
They think it's a date.
Okay, so you went and bought dinner for your second. You got your first date to help you buy dinner for your second date.
We chose
date.
A delicious eggplant parmigiana.
Mm.
Now, how did either of these dates work out?
They were both. I mean, neither of them, I think, thought it was a date. So it was a dud. It was a complete fail.
So you're still single?
Yep.
Okay.
He's been on a bigger date before. Remember in Narre Warren when he hopped in a cab with three girls?
We're not resetting that.
No, we are. Last year.
Get to your phone topic.
Last year.
This rave has gone for 7 minutes.
At like 2 a.m. in the morning, somebody sent us a photo they'd taken of Byron jumping in a taxi with three girls.
Carpooling is good for the environment.
13 10 60. This is somewhat of an intervention, but you know what, Byron? You may not be alone.
Yeah.
Let's ask our wonderful Melbourneites, men and women, how many dates have you crammed into one day?
Two, I reckon, is not that impressive.
We will not accept speed dating.
Yeah, speed dating's out.
Have you, even to a night, Leon has a friend who went to a nightclub, hooked up, found a date, went off with a date, then came back a few hours later, found another date at the same nightclub.
Well, was
his friend's name Byron?
Okay. I don't think it's that hard to beat two. I reckon you'll get at least a three.
Well,
three
Byron, people in I'm one looking day. At the switchboard. Nobody's called
Please
yet.
Please, someone
are,
call.
You are officially the sleaziest guy in Melbourne.
Okay. 101.9.
The Fox. Byron is a single member of the team who is carving up the single scene in Melbourne.
He is.
And he went on two dates yesterday. This is somewhat of an intervention. We just feel like... Pace yourself,
okay,
Byron.
Just don't want to get it, you know, interrupt work.
Well, I don't want you getting a bad reputation.
You certainly don't want
that,
do you?
You'd be getting a rep around.
Oh, yeah, no, I wonder why.
That button monkey.
Now,
no one says that.
I did
look at the billboard.
Pose the question to Melbourne. Is it possible to have gone on more dates than Byron yesterday? Have you gone on more dates? How many dates have you had or crammed into one day?
Just one friend out to lunch and then one friend came over for
dates.
Dinner.
Kathy in Coburg. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, guys.
Kathy, have you found yourself in a situation like Byron where you've crammed a few boys into one day?
Whoa.
Three boys, one day, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Hey, is there any dessert?
So my breakfast date dropped me off to my lunch date and then my lunch date dropped me off to my dinner date.
Wow. Now, Kathy, I've got to ask you this question. So let's say if the breakfast date went really well, how do you then get back to that guy?
I'm not with any of them. None of them went that well.
Kathy!
Kath, did you plan it out, like, because you've obviously spoken to the boys before, well, he's a bit boring, we'll get him for breakfast, I'll get the lunch date and then the fun guy at the dinner, just in case breakfast was served.
Actually, this was that day was not planned. It just actually ended up happening spontaneously.
Ooh.
As I was on Thursday, I was texting the other guys.
Oh, come on.
Well, they were texting me, and then it just happened. So, and then I was just like to them, you know what, can you drop me off? I've got to meet up with a friend.
This has got a lot of Byron about it.
I mean, it's taking all Byron's willpower, Kathy, not to ask for your mobile number right now.
Oh, that's really funny.
Anyway, are you single now, Kath?
No, let's thank you, Kathy, for your call.
Thanks, Kathy. Chris from Brookfield. Hey, Chris.
Hey, g'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, Chris. Chris, have you, I'll just be blunt, are you as sleazy as Byron?
Oh,
I'll say in the past as I was as sleazy as Byron.
Well, how many dates did you have in one day?
Yeah, I make Byron look like an amateur. I had four.
Well done.
You amateur, Byron.
How'd you go with all the four?
It went really well. I ended up getting to third base with three.
Oh, okay, that's enough. Right, let's take a break. Fev, careful with your questioning.
Hey, there's no home run, though.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Friday morning, guys. This will be massive. It's Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower.
Fifi's pregnant, soon to be parent. She's never been this round. All the weird cravings like chocolate and bacon. She's close to exploding. Showing, her belly's growing. Fifi swollen, she's close to the ending now.
Thank you, Ricky Lee. Thank you so much.
Well done, Ricky Lee.
Beautiful singing, isn't it? Oh, Ricky.
Yes, it's been a long pregnancy, but it's been a fun one, Boxing.
You look like you haven't enjoyed it.
I have. Oh, don't worry, I have. It's been fun, and often on air you get a little bit of baby brain, Boxy.
Do I?
And pregnant ladies get baby brain.
Right, okay.
And it's been fun. It's been fun to listen to, and we haven't really taken the piss out of you that much. We don't make fun of you.
Thank you.
We look after you. You're sitting there perched up on your couch.
Mm.
So here's a little bit of a montage.
Yeah, we haven't made fun of you, but here is a montage of all your stuff-ups.
All your baby brain moments.
Okay. You don't always get it right, do you? Mm. Here we go.
See how the Cocoa Pop's going?
Good. I'm about to have a bowl.
She just called on popcorn.
I think I'm going to run in out of my popcorn, but it's not. It's Cocoa Pops.
Popcorn.
A baby brain. Call Flight Centre now on 131-300. Oh, no.
131-600. That's 131-600.
Baby brain. James from Cranbourne. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
I said your name in a very peculiar way. Leon knows something. Leon. Sorry, I can't speak today.
Liam?
Yum.
She's
it's
ready
a
to
coffee
go.
Scroll with butter and heat it up in the microphone for just 10 seconds.
Microphone or microwave?
Baby brain.
Come on, Beck. Come on. Do it for us, Beck.
Okay. I'll try my hardest.
Here we go. 13, 10, what?
10, 60.
That's the phone number should you ever want to play.
Hey, Beck.
Baby
Curry.
Brain.
101.9. The Fox.
Now, on this show, Fev, we tend to give Instagram influencers a hard time. And we don't mean to. We're just very mindful of the really hard working Melburnians who are doing really tough jobs, saving lives, digging ditches, maintaining our sewerage, looking after our elderly and aged care. I mean, there's some really incredible citizens of Melbourne.
People with actual jobs.
Who work hard. And then there are people who take photos of themselves in bikinis and post them. And they make money. And we just go, you know what? You're okay.
Well done.
Well, yeah, to each their own.
Well done.
Go for it. If you can do it, do it.
Why not?
But
we're going to have a bit of a dig.
100%.
But you know what, Fev? I'm taking a different angle on this today.
Oh.
No, you know what? I believe that influencers may in fact deserve our sympathy.
Social media.
It's a celebration of influencers,
it's
really.
Tough. And they love a whinge, influencers. They've been whinging a bit lately. We had one of the Love Island contestants.
Yeah,
what was her name?
I don't even know who she is.
One of them was saying how hard her job was.
Stressful.
Lovely Apollo
tired.
Jackson. And I do like him. And I feel bad even having another go. But he talked about how his career's really not taken off since his reality TV.
It's been still on the tarmac.
Time on The Bachelor.
Hasn't checked in yet.
And as Fev said the other day, mate, just get a job. Yeah, like, you know, if you can't get all your influencer cash from Instagram, you can actually just go to seek.com and try and actually get employment.
Start sneeze videos.
That pays.
That's a
now
fetish.
We've got another influencer and an ex-Bachelor who's having a little whinge about how hard it is to be an influencer. And you know what? Before you laugh or before you think that's a bit rich, let's have a listen. A friend of the show, I've always never been here when Kira's been in here, but it is Kira Maguire.
Oh, Kira.
Girlfriend of Jared Woodgate, because they've broken up again, guys.
Oh, no, yeah, they're always on and off, aren't they?
So let's have a listen. This is Kira being interviewed about the stressful time it is being an influencer.
It's so draining, babe. Like, it's 24/7, like, constantly. And the worst part about it is that you're not just, like, you're not just collaborating with brands, you're giving yourself, like, your energy. Mm. Like, I spend a lot of time by myself because I need to regain my, like, energy. Because you're spreading your energy so thinly.
Can you imagine
that? Have a Powerade.
What about the childcare workers at the moment? All their energy it's taking to just look after other people's children. The aged care workers they're emptying pots at the moment under beds because the energy it takes.
Yeah, I know.
And then I've just gone to Kira's most recent post.
She's in Townsville at a $43 million.
She's at the Villa Resort Casino in Townsville. You're okay, love. You're okay. 101.9. The Fox. Now, okay, guys, this is really exciting. I said to you yesterday that Trixie, my six-year-old, has her first performance. She's in a little musical in a few weeks. Talk to the Animals. And she's got one line as Polly Pig. And the line is a bit of a comedic line. I was rehearsing with her the other day. Byron, do we have the audio?
Yeah, here we go.
Darling, can we just practice? What's your line in the play as Polly Pig? Let's do it one more time.
The landlord would want us, and I know why. Because there's so many pigs, it becomes a pigsty.
Hang on, what does that say? No landlord would want us, and I know why.
Because there's so many pigs, it becomes a pigsty.
That's really funny. That's a funny line.
I know, because I'm 6 years old right now. No, it's actually for real. For real. I'm 6 years old.
No, I know for real you're six. I'm your mum.
I'm just saying that because the camera's on.
Okay. Oh. Well, then you're just arguing at the end.
She needs a little bit of work. But was she referring to Byron's apartment?
Pigsty. Very good, Gia. That's funny.
So, yeah, well done.
What? Look, there's all sorts of things like... As a former, you know, I did have 7 years of elocution lessons, Fev, when I was a kid. So there's part of me that wants to talk about enunciation and projection, but I'm not going to be that mum.
You've got
to
take a back
seat. I'm not doing anything.
You don't want to be a stage mum?
But I love this because today you boys are interviewing one of the biggest stars in the world. I would say the number one comedian. He is his last movie made $400 million.
Yeah,
this is unbelievable, actually.
You are interviewing Kevin Hart, and you're going to get him to help Trixie with the delivery of her line.
Yes, and you said it's got a comedic aspect to her line, so we thought... Whoa. Byron and I, there's going to be two stars in the room, and then Byron, and we're going to organise, and we're going to play that audio to Kevin Hart, because The Secret Life of Pets comes out tomorrow, and he stars in it.
Part two, yep.
Byron and I went and watched the film together.
Great movie.
I reckon Kevin Hart has to get Trix a laugh.
Yeah.
If there's no laughter at the end of that line, that could ruin her musical career forever.
I think she needs to get the line right first.
Okay, so we'll run that past Kevin, and you will hear Kevin Hart. He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
But he'll be schooling Trixie.
I love it.
Very, very exciting. This time, tomorrow.
People have to pay for that stuff. We're going to get it for free.
Right here on The Fox.
Influencers.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Nine.
Single mums, this is the party for you. Fifi wants all of their dreams to come true. Melbourne, let's spoil them, treat them like angels, massages and facials, flowers and cuddles. Single mums, this is the party for you.
Yeah, Yes, it's at Melbourne Arena. Conrad Sewell will be there. FIFA's going to be a massive, massive morning on Friday.
A huge morning. We are getting around the single mums of Melbourne who do a great job raising their kids on their own, doing it tough. And lots of amazing, incredible women are coming who are pregnant at the moment and doing that on their own. And, you know, they don't ask for thanks. They don't necessarily say, oh, this is a bit difficult doing all, you know, going through pregnancy on my own. So there have been a lot of their family members and friends are nominating
they
them.
Just do what mums do.
Exactly. You know
Get
what?
Stuff
you
done.
Do what yep. you do and you don't look for praise. But you know what? No, single mums of Melbourne, we are praising yes. you and we are getting around you.
Where dads look for praise. Oh, I took the kids down to the park today.
How good am I?
Oh, do you want a medal? Yeah, I do.
Now we've got a beautiful story right now. We're joined by Sonia, who's a single mum herself. Are you there, Sonia?
Yes, I am. Good morning, guys.
Oh, good morning, Sonia. Now, Sonia, you want to nominate your beautiful daughter, Lauren, to come along and join us. Tell us a bit about Lauren, because this is a pretty phenomenal story, Sonia, and you should be so proud of her.
Yes, I am. In a nutshell, Lauren was diagnosed with body image dysmorphia when she was 16. She dabbled in drugs and found that some of those drugs enhanced her body image dysmorphia. Probably used drugs recreationally for, well, she's 36 now, for many years. And about 8 years ago, started using ice, which is a horrific thing for anybody who loves anybody on drugs to watch. Just moving forward quickly, when she found out she was pregnant early last year, from day one, Lauren gave up smoking cigarettes. Drugs, and her eating disorder is out the window because her health and the baby's health is utmost important. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, Sonia, that is so beautiful. So this baby and falling pregnant just turned her life around.
It has just turned, yes, just turned her life. And it's just amazing. I'm just so proud of her. This baby is a lifesaver.
Yeah, saved her life, Sonia.
Yes, definitely.
But when you have someone else to live for and going through something as crippling and destructive as a drug addiction, to be able to have all, I guess, focus on your baby and get through that. And obviously she's doing it on her own, Sonia, yeah. and with your love and support, you should be so proud of her. And that's a great outcome.
How old's Bubs?
7 months. She's 7 months pregnant.
She's pregnant now.
Yeah. I never thought I'd have a grandchild. I'm just so wrapped.
Oh, Sonia, this is such a beautiful thing for your family.
It is.
For you and Lauren, and you being a single mum yourself. We would love you and Lauren to join us at our baby shower on Friday morning if you could. That would be so beautiful having you there.
Thank you so much for sharing this, Fifi.
Oh, it's my, my absolute pleasure.
That is just unbelievable. Of course, look, those issues that she touched on, look, for anyone who's in need of support and not sure where to turn, there is the Lifeline number 13 11 14, Fifi.
We're going to have so many great women there at this Single Mums Baby Shower. We can't wait. And we need to do another really big thank you to so many generous Melbourne businesses that have gotten, we've been inundated. I can't tell you how many people have contacted us and said, can we donate? Can we provide services? And I want to do another shout out now. Levian Events, they're hosting a flower crown station at the baby shower. So all the single mums can get their beautiful flower crowns. My Sweet Little Trio, they're giving $50 for every single mum at the shower to spend on their clothing.
Oh, thank you.
And then another big shout out. Oh, how good is this? So Nat and Christy from Norsu Interiors, interior designers, have offered to decorate a dream room.
Wow.
$2,500 worth of design, decoration and products.
They
could set up a nursery for a deserving single mum or even a mum's retreat. Or because there are other mums there that aren't necessarily pregnant, they might have children, they could do a kid's room. So Norsu Interiors and Nat, she's a good friend of mine. She's wonderful. That is so generous.
Thank you, Norsu. That's great.
Norsu Interiors.
If you don't win the Norsu one, I'm sure Fev could give some pointers for interior design for some other mums that might have some ideas.
I've got a few strings to my bow, Byron, but that's not one of them.
Okay, excellent.
But imagine having a nursery decked out, a beautiful interior designed nursery.
Thank you, guys.
When you're doing it tough.
You got your nursery server there?
Well, yet? No, I won't lie. Nat is, I need her to help me too.
Underworks, the number wonder, down under for socks, and has been for 20 years.